At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, make sure you join 93.7 The Ticket's Bracket Challenge on ESPN's Tournament Challenge app. Join the group by going to 93.7 The Ticket's Twitter page and clicking on the link. The tweet with the link is pinned at the top of the page. It is completely free, and the top brackets will win prizes from 93.7 The Ticket. So fill out your bracket today before Thursday's tip-off. First game is at 11:15 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, so make sure you pick a champion before then. All right, now it's time to bring on our special guest. The man was an AD for a very, very long time, multiple stops, including the University of Nebraska, former Nebraska AD, Mr. Bill Moose. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you.
I appreciate you taking the time to join me. So a lot of things we want to ask you about. I know you've got a new book that's come out recently. We want to chat about that as well. But I want to get your thoughts right off the top, all right? What are your memories of Nebraska, your thoughts and your memories from your time at Nebraska, the ups, the downs, everything as an overall whole?
Well, yeah, Adam, it was an interesting time and a great 4 years in kind of a different sort of way. First thing, of course, that stands out as the top of my memories is the great people of the state. Not only are they super Husker fans and all that, but genuinely hardworking, good people that are philanthropic and also patriotic. I mean, it's the heartland, and it was a thrill to get to know the people. As you know, and we talked several times during my time there, it was out of the ordinary. We came in and hard charging, made some changes right away, made some critical coaching hires. But before we could get too much momentum going, COVID hit. And that really threw a wrench in the operation. And, of course, had spent a lot of my time just fighting to get a football season and hopefully playing some games and trying to keep a budget that, depended on football so much, trying to keep that in the black. But, we did the groundwork and really all the design on the Go Big project, which is the football operations building, which is as fine as there is in the country, and some other facility projects and a lot of student services, nutrition, those types of things, and hired some pretty good coaches that most of them are still there and doing great things.
So you make a great point about COVID and what that was like, because the Big Ten canceled the season at one point, and then we know what it ultimately turned out and what it ended up being. I got to ask a question, though, because I felt like Nebraska was the loudest voice, and maybe that's just my perspective, but Nebraska was the loudest voice that you're trying to get a season of football in the Big Ten. Do you think that somehow puts some sort of a target on Nebraska when it comes to the Big Ten Conference?
Well, I know my voice was being heard every day. Adam, we were on Zoom meetings during that time every day. And I mean, not just Monday through Friday, many times on weekends. And, we had a new commissioner in Kevin Warren. He was still, feeling his way through college athletics. And I was looking around the country and the SEC was playing a season, the Big 12, and we changed our football schedule 3 times in like 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was an abbreviated schedule. I always felt and very blessed that I had time there in the role that I had, because you know, Nebraska needs football, and football needs Nebraska. And neither were getting it during that time. And I fought hard. And it was, boy, there were knockdown, drag out fights, tension, no fans. Can you imagine? You were a great player during a great time, playing in Memorial Stadium empty.
That would have been crazy.
And yep. It was. And, you know, we went into that. If we were going to lose our season, that year of COVID, my CFO and I sat down and penciled it out. We added a risk of losing $100 million in a fiscal year. And we were able to work things, and I worked it at the conference level. We worked it internally. We had some painful things. We had to let people go, furloughs, all these kind of things across the board, salary cuts. But in the end, we mitigated that 100 down to less than 20 million. Unfortunately, I mean, I've got some great feats that I'm proud of in all my years as a Division I athletic director, but maybe one of the ones I'm most proud of is keeping that ship afloat during some turbulent times.
So you mentioned some of the coaches that you hired, Fred Hoiberg, Scott Frost. Obviously, Coach Hoiberg is still here. Talk to me about Scott Frost, because that was a ginormous deal. I mean, he was the hottest coach in America, obviously a Nebraska guy. He gets hired, he comes back. Ultimately, it doesn't go the way everyone had hoped, obviously. Wish him nothing but the best down at UCF now, where he's currently at. But what are your thoughts of Scott Frost's tenure as the head coach here at the University of Nebraska? And what was it like being part of that hiring process from your seat as the athletic director?
Well, it wasn't the normal course of events, because as you might recall, Adam, I was hired in the middle of October. Mm-hmm. You know, there, without it being said, I was astute enough to realize that us being hired to get that football program back on track, and the first item of business was to, and it was up to me, but it was obvious I needed to make a change in the coaching situation. Well, here we had a favorite son in Scott Frost, who was having a magical season at UCF. As you recall, 13-0, I think they were as high as 6 in the nation, beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl, and he was the coach of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and yet you will read in my book, I hope, that he was not high on coming back to Nebraska, because he was upset with how so many things had changed and people that he was dear to and so forth were treated, you know, from the time he quarterbacked that national championship team in 97 until, you know, the times that I started to sit down and talk with him. His first game got canceled, if you remember.
Yep, Akron.
And Akron at home. I mean, it was such a great evening, and that storm came in and we had to cancel it. And it just kind of seemed from the beginning that, there were a lot of obstacles. In the end, it is hard to come home. There were great expectations.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But Adam, that program was in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my first game I was hired, we went up to, we played at Purdue, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to have played the college game and at this level. and I was watching. I think we had Nebraska, because that was we, had 10 or 12 guys go down that couldn't get up, had to be helped off the field. I felt they were out of shape. They were undisciplined. The brand that has been so prominent in college football was tarnished. We had a lot more work to do when I got there that I realized than I did when I took the job. But we made progress, and it would have been great if Scott could have been the one, but it didn't work out. I'm happy to see he's back coaching again, because he should. He's got a lot of knowledge and a love for the game, and he's a good coach.
All right, so let people know about your book. Tell them what the name is. Obviously, it's more than just Nebraska football, because you've had a very lengthy, successful career. But what can Huskers fans, aside from just Scott Frost, specifically expect to find in the book as well?
Well, it is a memoir, and it's something that I started working on some time ago. And you know, I think there's some pieces of inspiration and some motivation and dedication. I was a small town, one horse town farm kid who had a dream and ended up playing major college football. And then that served as a foundation to go on into the administration piece of it. And, there's great anecdotes, I think, and stories of, you know, various stops in my life. First at the University of Montana, and then our 12 years at Oregon, and my relationship with Phil Knight, I think, is extremely interesting. My actual retirement, I came back here to Eastern Washington, which you know very well, and, mm-hmm. and built a cattle ranch from scratch, and then got asked to come back to my alma mater at Washington State and try to fix that, which we did in the hiring of Mike Leach during that stint. Lots of fun, interesting pieces to that. And then, of course, I have two chapters on our time at Nebraska, and in intermittence in all of this, I talk about my kids. I've got two sons that played major college football and at two different places, and beautiful daughters and the families and all that. It's really been therapeutic, and I've gotten a lot of interest in it. My editor, I'm writing it myself. I think that's important to say. I don't have a ghostwriter. Every word, and I'm over 400 pages now, and it's been almost 4.5 years, but I've written it all. I've got a great editor, a New York Times best-selling author that lives in Las Vegas that's editing for me and getting it set up to produce and publish here, hopefully within the next 3 or 4 months. So the name of it is Crab Creek Chronicles. Crab Creek is where I grew up, out in the middle of nowhere. You may have heard of Crab Creek coming from the Tri-Cities or so.
I have.
Yeah, and that was where our cattle operation was. And one of the things I say in my book at the end is, you know, everything changes. One thing that never changes is that everything changes. And the little town I grew up in is all but extinct now. The one I went to high school in, Olympia, is about 5 times bigger. College football itself and athletics, my goodness, it's evolved in good ways and bad ways. But the one place that I loved as a little boy and all the way through was Crab Creek, and it's never changed. It's kind of the core of my book, and it's been a lot of fun. And I hope to have it out soon, and hope people will enjoy it. It's been a lot of fun.
And Coach Bill, or excuse me, Athletic Director Bill Boost joining us here, former Nebraska Athletic Director. Athletic Director for a long time, 3 decades. In fact, there's been about 3 decades worth of change in football and just NCAA over the last couple of years. Is there a part of you that misses it, that would like to be, you know, in with this ever-growing change, or do you kind of look at college football and just, you know, kind of sports administration as is now, is it in a mess, or what are your kind of look on the current situation?
Yeah, and that is highlighted through my book as well. Adam, I really think you'll identify with this. I and in talking about my experience as a player and then on through of what I tried to instill in all the places I went were two things. The value of the education and the camaraderie of teammates. And it seems like those things are kind of brushed over to the side now. They're not that important. You know, there was something about coming to the line of scrimmage and putting your hand down, and you weren't just out to showcase yourself, but you were out there to be a teammate. When you had to reach down a little bit on third and three, you know, inside the 20, you were fighting for that teammate beside you and for the school you represented and all of that. And it just seems like it's far, far more self-centered anymore. I was just leaving Nebraska when the NIL business started and the transfer rules changing, and now the revenue sharing piece and conference realignments. I am kind of at my core a traditionalist, and I always have believed in parity. I fought in the Pac-12 for equal television distribution, which the Big Ten has enjoyed for decades. So a place like Washington State could go to a Rose Bowl. And in the Big Ten, it's not that long ago that Northwestern and Purdue were going to Rose Bowls. And those days are over. Washington State isn't even in a power conference anymore. And where this thing is going, I'm afraid to even project, and it kind of goes against the grain of everything I really worked for and tried to be an ambassador for during all my years in the business.
I don't think he misses it, Jake. I don't think he misses. I don't blame you. While Jake was asking you that question, I'm over here shaking my head like his answer is going to be no, he does not miss it. No, I remember those days, 95 Northwestern playing USC in the Rose Bowl, 2000 Purdue and Drew Brees taking on Washington and Rick Neuheisel in the Rose Bowl. I remember those teams, those years, those games. It's a crazy ride. We'll see if it ends up being a good ride. Good luck with writing the book. I've written enough articles to know the tone is crazy. Three different people can read the same text sent to them with that little voice in their head three completely different ways. So tone was always the most difficult thing for me in writing articles. So good luck with finishing writing your book. I can't wait to read it when it comes out.
Thank you, Adam. And hey, good luck to you. Everybody in Nebraska, I've been thinking about you. This weather has been rough, but hey, take care. Always good to talk to you. And hey, go Big Red.
Go Big Red. Thank you for joining us. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.